Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, once again. We are here in our podcast room on the sunny Isle of Wight. We're looking out of our window here and we can see the wonderful St. Thomas's Square. It is incredible. The sky is blue. We're being told by the Met Office that it's going to warm up soon over the next few years. And we're all in good spirits. So what we said, myself, Mark Reed, solicitor at Lord of Solicitors, and Ellis Sweetenham, solicitor at Lord of Solicitors.
Hello, everybody.
We decided we were going to do jump on the podcast because there's been some news in regards to Ed Sheeran, mm-hmm. our beloved Ed Sheeran. We absolutely love his music, don't we?
Favourite in the office, yeah.
Absolutely, always whacking him on the old Alexa and all of that.
Other devices are available.
And we decided we wanted to discuss it from a legal standpoint. So, Ellis, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good, good. Ed Sheeran, what's going on?
Ed Sheeran, he's back in the court again. He has received another copyright claim, which has reached the courts. He had one in the UK a few months or so back now. But this one is in NYC, New York City, in the US, and relates to his big hit, Thinking Out Loud. So the claim has been filed by the estate of the very famous Marvin Gaye.
Amazing music.
On the basis of, like I say, Ed Sheeran's song Thinking Out Loud and a comparison to Marvin Gaye's song Let's Get It On.
Now, I actually recall when this first came about. I don't think it was probably a year ago. I think it was probably about 2, 3, 4 years ago, mm-hmm. when this came about, something like that. And I remember listening and trying to sort of do the comparison bit, and it led to lots and lots of questions. So has it taken that long for them to get to a point where they're unable to settle, so no option left but to ask for court intervention?
Absolutely. So the original claim was filed in 2018. So the process in the UK, the court process, is a little bit more long-winded than it is here in the UK. And I think that was probably also affected by COVID and not being able to all get into a courtroom. But yes, it's been going on for a very long time. And it is all about the comparison. It's a copyright infringement claim whereby the estate of Marvin Gaye are claiming that Ed Sheeran has copied a substantial part of Let's Get It On, and therefore his song, Thinking Out Loud, is too similar to the Marvin Gaye track, and that infringes the copyright protection that song holds.
Have you heard both songs side by side?
I have.
Now, I'm not going to ask for your opinion as to how close it is, but can you see where the cases come from?
Yes. In a lot of these cases, when you sort of listen to the songs as a general bystander who loves music but doesn't understand the sort of technological points of it and its construction, in this case, if you do listen to them, there is similarity and it is clear to hear. But that isn't the be-all and end-all. The important point here that is being discussed is whether, yes, potentially they do sound similar, but that part of the song that sounds similar, is it sufficient to hold copyright protection? So what I mean by that is it original? Is it owned by Marvin Gaye? Did he create it? Is he the first person that put that sort of element of the song together? And therefore, should him and now his estate be able to stop anyone else from using the same, I think it's a chord progression, but please forgive me, I am not a musician. Should they be able to stop him from using that within his very successful hit, Thinking Out Loud?
And as you say, it's not the first time that this has happened where they've been able to look at two songs side by side, one being an Ed Sheeran song and then the other being another famous or in some instances a not so famous track, mm-hmm. That he's been successful in making. Now, one thing I wanted to just sort of touch on is that previous case that you're referring to that was several months ago.
Yeah.
There was something within the in the pleadings, or actually I think it was when evidence was given at court by Ed Sheeran, where he tried to explain certain things. Do you recall what
he
it
did.
Was he saying?
Yes. So within the courtroom at the previous matter in the UK, he went in with his guitar and he essentially demonstrated that he could play pretty much any pop song or of similar genre with something like three chords. It was very easy to see that those three chords are a very commonly used thread in most songs of a specific genre or feel, and that therefore meant that it wasn't original to whoever was filing that claim. The commonly used elements that should be available for everyone to use moving forward.
Now, the reason why I wanted to raise that, because actually that's slightly different to what's going on with this case, isn't it? In terms of when you listen to them side by side, the substantial part that's being claimed as being infringed, it's quite distinctive in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, so in here I wouldn't... It's not in relation to the chords. It's sort of almost in relation to the tune. So, I mean, again, I am no musician. But the tune is similar sounding, and it's how that tune has been made up is what Marvin Gaye's estate is saying. That is unique. It's been created uniquely for Let's Get It On, and that has therefore been copied by Ed.
Okay, so where are we at in terms of the proceedings as it stands?
So the trial, so sort of the be-all and end-all, the meat of the sandwich, started in New York this week. And it's likely to take a good few days, if not a few weeks, to go through everything as these normally do, and then we should have a verdict at the end of that.
Do we think that Ed Sheeran's going to rock up with his guitar again?
I would be very surprised if he doesn't. His arguments are of the similar vein in that there is commonly used elements and actually they could relate to a lot of songs. So, yes, yeah. I think we will see us.
He had this one battle, so I'm sure he'll be going on there very much so thinking out loud when he... When he's, you know, giving evidence.
Let's not get on too much with the jokes.
Oh, you tried to do the let's get it on there, didn't you? It didn't really work, no. Okay, we'll leave the jokes for me, shall we?
We'll just move on.
Okay, so from our perspective, this is like a part one, isn't it? So we'll be coming back once there's been a verdict and we can then discuss the law and go into it in more detail, can't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Stay tuned.
For now, thank you for listening. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.